1 Corinthians 14 and verse 19. However, in the church, I desire to speak five words with my mind that I may instruct others also, rather than 10,000 words in a tongue. And if something is not done with understanding, then it's pointless. And the purpose of singing is to worship. It is to teach each other, and it is to admonish and edify. It is not for entertainment. And some people, you hear, oh, I like going to such and such place because the singing just sounds so good. And I'm not saying that we are not to offer our best. We are always to offer our best to God in everything we do, even in the work that we do for our employers. We are to do as our best, just like we were doing it to God. And that's what we hope and strive to do in our singing. In verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 14, we're told to not be children of understanding in our thinking. We're not to just be satisfied with the basic understanding. We're to grow. We are to understand as men, as mature people. Let's read verse 26 together. Verse 26. What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each of you has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. The last sentence here sums it up. Let all things be done for edification. And hopefully that's what we will do. Singing is a gift from God. In verse 40, 1 Corinthians 14 and 40, we see, but let all things be done properly and in an orderly manner. The elders have a way that they like to do things, and I was honored that they asked me to lead this service today. We are blessed, so blessed to have so many leaders, and it's hard to limit to a few. So the ones that aren't getting to lead today, please forgive me if we didn't get to them all this time, but we are on a schedule of trying to get done. Verse 15, we'll read verse 15, and then I will turn it over to Fred to lead our prayer and be our first song leader. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. What is the outcome then? I shall pray with the Spirit, and I shall pray with the mind also. I shall sing with the Spirit, and I shall sing with the mind also. Let's prepare ourselves for a worship service of song. Brother Chris.
Let's pray. Mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us, for this time we've had here this morning, Heavenly Father, to study your word. We pray we may meditate upon it day and night and learn from it, that one day we may be with you in heaven. We pray, Heavenly Father, for all those that were mentioned that were sick, heal them and be with them. For those that we have lost, be with their families, comfort them as only you can. Watch over us, Heavenly Father, and help us always to do your will and not our own. Be with us always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the supplement, would you turn to number 56, number 56, Where Could I Go? Let's sing. Living below in this so simple world, comfort I get from God's own word. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where can I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go?
Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge from my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
If you would, in the big book, number 241, the gate swings outward never. Let's sing.
Just a few more days to be filled with praise and to tell the old, old story. Then when twilight falls and my Savior calls, I shall go to Him in glory. I'll exchange my cross for a shining crown, where the gate swings outward never, at His feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus live forever. Just a few more years with their toil and tears, and the journey will be ended. Then I'll be with Him where the tide of time with eternity is blended. I'll exchange my cross for a shining crown where the gate swings outward never. At His feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus live forever. What a joy 'twill be when I wake to see Him for whom my heart is burning. Never more to sigh, never more to die, for the dead my heart is yearning. I'll exchange my cross for a shining crown where the gate swings outward never. At His feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus live forever.
Our song before the Lord's Supper will be number 175, the breaking of bread. Let's all sing.
Dear Lord, we break the bread in memory of that great sacrifice on Calvary. This we do each Lord's Day. Bless thou the cup, dear Lord. to us this day. May we with hearts prepare His word obey. We now His death proclaim in His own way until He comes again. We keep this day. Our Savior now doth reign in heaven above. Death's power He overcame, such matchless love to Him He did ascend. There He's enthroned. He is our dearest friend for us
. If you should partake of this memorial feast, would you indicate by raising your hand, please? Maybe we want to raise them again as we come by. Our Holy Father in heaven, we are grateful unto Thee for the love Thou hast for us, the love that Thou hast manifested, that love in giving Thy Son to die for us. We are thankful for His love and that He was willing to come to this earth and suffer and die in our stead. We are thankful for this bread, which is representative of His body given on the cross. We ask Thee to bless it and those partaking of it. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Has anyone been overlooked?
Heavenly Father, we continue our thanksgiving for this fruit of the vine, which so fitly represents the blood of your Son shed for our sins. As we partake, let us do so in a manner that pleases you. And these things we ask in the name of your Son. Amen.
Would you turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8? That'll be the first of two readings. Revelation 21, 1 through 8. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, if you would, please turn with me to James 5. James 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. At this time, we will offer an opportunity to give back to the Lord.
If you would lay by the store, would you raise your hands, please?
I was ready. It is so good for us to come together here in the quiet of the morning for this brief period of study and worship. Has been suggested this is our singing that, and I don't know of anything that thrills me more than to sing about heaven. I am reminded of a story that I heard a long time ago, and it happened during the Depression many years ago. And this family of Christians was living in Arkansas in dire poverty, and they was really struggling, but they was fortunate enough that they was making a living, but they was enjoying going to services, and their full desire was thinking about going to heaven when they died. And you know, things got good on the West Coast first after the Depression, and we had a great migration going out there, and this family went out there, and you know, things was just going well with them. They was living great and so on, and they was discussing it among themselves, and they said, remember how we used to desire to think about going to heaven whenever we died. Said, now all we can think about is not wanting to go back to Arkansas. Now, isn't that something? But that's how we can change our thinking about things, but I never changed my thoughts in singing about heaven. And so if you will, open your books to number 203. 203. Are you ready to sing praises? I'm saying. There's a beautiful place called heaven. It is hidden above the bright blue, where the good of earth tides are risen, living all of eternity through. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you.
The glory of Jesus will.
doing so good. Number 230 will be our next song. 230. Are you ready to sing? This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid low somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me
in the supplement, please, number 2, song 2. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
Oh.
Large book, number 192. Won't it be wonderful there? When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there?
Revelation 22, 1 through 5, 7, and 12 through 14. And he showed me a pure river of life, a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruits every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. There need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. In verse 7, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And 12 through 14. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his works. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city.
Take
take the supplement and turn to number 70. We'll sing number 70 in the supplement. Let us sing. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the rest of the shine, I want a gold one, that silver.
Just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never go. And someday yonder we'll nevermore wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold.
In the regular songbook, we'll sing number 245. Number 245. Let us sing.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sad farewell, no tears.
Just a few pages of number 213. Number 213. Let us sing.
Here we are, straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey, still we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all.
I'd like to thank the men that led and read the scriptures for me. By way of oversight, I don't guess I announced what the theme of our songs were today. The elders asked me to lead two songs regarding to when we get to heaven. And I hope we've seen this theme by the songs we've sung. By way of time, I'm just going to lead one verse of my song, so we should be right on time. Number 218. No soul, I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, thou joy. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land.
657. First verse only.
No, some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah.
Savior in the skies. From the supplement number 72. Number 72. Know me, soul, know. Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory. Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand, hilltops of glory land. If you would mark for the final song in the big book, 194.
Thank you, Blake, and we appreciate you putting this together this morning. It's been a good morning for us to be together. We've been edified by our songs of praise to our God, our opportunity to go to God in prayer, our study of God's Word. We don't come together at any opportunity without rendering an opportunity for any who have yet to obey the gospel to do so. If you this morning believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we would delight in hearing your confession of that faith, encouraging you in your repentance. And we would be happy to baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins this morning. If as a child of God, there's any degree to which you stand outside of obedience to the gospel, we would count it a privilege and an opportunity to go to God in prayer on your behalf. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. It's good to be here. Thank you for worshiping with us. If you're a visitor, please let us meet you and get to know you, and we invite you back at every time. As the elders announced, we strive to be a church that does nothing but follow the Bible as our only authority for all the worship in our lives we live. Thank you for singing, and I don't know how you can go away without taking these words in your mind and sing them as we go our paths. Let's strive to be back Wednesday for midweek Bible study. Do the elders have any other announcements? If there's no other, we'll be dismissed in prayer.
Our Holy Father in heaven, again we approach thy throne of grace, so grateful unto thee that we have been afforded this opportunity to assemble here in this community on this Lord's Day. We pray that as a result of us being present, that thy great name has been glorified, and we as local saints have been edified. Dismiss us, Lord, in thy care and keeping as we leave to trying to do thy work, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.